You're watching Press TV's Top 5. We're coming to you live from our headquarters in Tehran. Many thanks for joining us this hour. Now, the administration of U.S. President Barack Obama has defended former President Harry Truman's decision to launch nuclear attacks on the Japanese cities during the Second World War.
Look, I think what the president does appreciate is that President Truman made this decision for the right reasons. President Truman was focused on the national security interests of the United States. President Truman was focused on bringing an end to a terrible war. And President Truman made this decision fully mindful of the likely human toll.
Well, White House spokesman Josh Earnest made the comments ahead of Obama's visit to the Japanese city of Hiroshima later this month. Obama will be the first serving U.S. president to travel to the Japanese city since it was hit by a U.S. nuclear bomb in 1945. Earlier in the day, the White House said there will be no apology for the atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, which left more than 214,000 civilians dead. The U.S. is the only country to have used nuclear weapons against another nation. The U.S. still holds the world's largest arsenal of active nuclear warheads. Joining us via Skype from Tampa is Wayne Madsen. He is an investigative journalist. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Madsen. So Obama is going to be visiting the Japanese city of Hiroshima, as well as to pay tribute to the victims of the nuclear bomb that was dropped on the city. However, no apologies being offered by the U.S. And saying that what Harry Truman did was correct. So that's in a way violating that tribute he wants to pay the victims now, isn't it?
Yeah, it also shows that Obama, who received the Nobel Peace Prize for this dubious work he's done to end the proliferation of nuclear weapons, is a complete phony. Obama fancies himself as a constitutional scholar. It's too bad he's not a historical scholar, because the two leading American generals in World War II, General Douglas MacArthur, who was commander of all Allied forces in the war against Japan, stated that he wasn't even aware of the atom bomb, and he said it was a mistake to use it on the Japanese. He said all the Japanese wanted to keep was their emperor, and they would have surrendered on all other accounts. General Eisenhower, who was commander of U.S. forces in Europe, and who was also the president after he succeeded Truman as president, said he was appalled at the use of the atomic bombs on Japan. So here we have the two leading military generals for the United States in World War II saying that Japan would have unilaterally surrendered, with the exception that they kept their emperor. We all know that the Truman administration had been infiltrated by a bunch of right-wing Cold Warriors after the death of Franklin Roosevelt, President Roosevelt wouldn't have used that bomb on Japan either. They wanted to send a message to Soviet Premier Joseph Stalin by using the bombs on Japan to say to the Soviets, hey, we got the bomb now before you, and we will use it if we have to. Incidentally, the Japanese had sent feelers through the Vatican embassy in Tokyo saying that they would unilaterally surrender before we drop those bombs. So this was a needless use of atomic weaponry, and it was just the U.S. trying to show we had the atom bomb before the Soviet Union. That's the only reason we used those weapons.
Well, after so much death and destruction coming from those two bombs that were dropped, and so many years have passed since then, the U.S. is still not apologizing for it. It's still defending that policy. What does it say then for the U.S.'s policies now, specifically with regards to its nuclear weapons arsenal?
Well, you know, again, Obama's a complete phony. While he relishes in his Nobel Peace Prize for curtailing nuclear proliferation, he has spent billions of dollars in modernizing the U.S. Nuclear weapons arsenal. Instead of getting rid of these weapons, he's modernizing these weapons, which has resulted in a nuclear weapons arms race with countries like Russia and China and others. And so, yes, in Japan and the Far East, apologies carry a lot of weight. I don't think President Eisenhower would have had any problem apologizing to the Japanese, even privately. And even President Truman later on regretted the fact that he started this national security state in the United States. He said he was basically led into these decisions because, you know, President Roosevelt died suddenly, and Truman wasn't aware of a lot of these secret projects that had been going on. So he was basically misled himself. I would urge Mr. Obama to brush up on his history. Apparently, he reads only historical books that give him foregone conclusions as far as what his understanding of history is. He ought to read some other history books about what happened at the end of World War II.
Indeed, that's Wayne Madsen, investigative journalist, joining us via Skype from Tampa. Mr. Madsen, it's always a pleasure talking to you on Press TV.